Welcome everybody to the Hard Hits podcast and the Everything Unscripted podcast. Tonight we'll be previewing Super Bowl 55 between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the defending Super Bowl champions against City Chiefs, looking to win back to back for the first time in 17 years. Last time somebody did it was Tom Brady, actually. But tonight my co-hosts are Doug and Clint. How are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Good.
It's going to be a good preview. Good Super Bowl, hopefully. And before we get into that, Doug, you want to do the plugs, please?
Sure. Listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday, Friday night, Mixer.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes. They can be found on all major podcast platforms. Usually around 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern time, right after wrestling's over. So you'll be able to catch them tomorrow night. Listen to us Friday night, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. This Friday night, we are going to be talking about the main event from February 5th, 1988. For those of you that look at a calendar, Friday is February 5th. So therefore, this will be the 33rd anniversary of this event. The big Hogan-Andre rematch from WrestleMania 3, one of the most viewed wrestling matches in television history, which we will be getting into. Plymouth, did you say you're off on Friday?
Yeah, I'm off Friday.
All right, so if you want, you could be on the show. You just got to make sure you watch that particular event.
Yeah, it's the main event, right?
Yeah.
Main event, 88?
February 5th, 88. It'll show up as main event one, or main event number one.
Okay.
Because it was the first, it'll still be under Saturday night's main event, but it's just called the main event.
Okay, cool. I watch that tonight,
under
tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah, it's under Saturday night's main event. Anyway, so that's this Friday. Next Friday on the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast, since Daniel won the month for fantasy wrestling.
He won again.
He won again. Mainly because Bianca Belair won the Rumble.
Nobody had Edge?
No, none of us.
Wow.
And
you may have to make some roster changes.
Yeah. So anyway, because he won that, we're not gonna do, from now on, we're not doing a poll. The winner's just gonna pick the next subject that we do. Because he's tired of picking Ruthless Aggression era pay per views and them not winning.
Just pick four Ruthless Aggression.
Nobody's gonna vote in any of those groups. So,
I would.
Yeah, well, you'd be the only one. And next week, so from now, since we had this rule from now on, he just picked a Ruthless Aggression era pay per view that we're gonna review next Friday night. No Way Out 2004. The main event is
awesome.
Brock Lesnar, Eddie Guerrero.
Oh, nice. This is where Eddie won, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
If you were going to say this is before Eddie died, I was going to say duh.
Wow.
Now we can say this is before WrestleMania 20.
Yeah. That will be next Friday night. Now, this upcoming Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted will be another edition of Settle It in the Ring. And on this edition, I will be defending my championship against Eric and a member of the Dirt Sheet Dudes Boxman. We don't know
the subject.
What, We don't know what the questions are yet. Daniel's kind of keeping a tight lid on it. I assume within the next day or two, he's going to message everybody.
Okay, I was going to message him earlier, but I waited to ask you. So I'm not going to do that now.
Yeah. So I think he's going to try to get answers from everybody soon, unless he just wants it to be a surprise like everything else. I'm not sure, but is this going to be him?
Oh. Okay.
You only technically need one judge.
Yeah, that's true. But that way there's no tiebreaker.
Yeah. Just so you don't get a judge that wants the show to go on longer than it should be and be like, oh, I was going to vote this way, but I really want sudden death.
It was
fun. All good things must come to an end, Eric. But,
yeah, I know.
So that's going to be that will be Saturday, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
I'm not going to play with it. Okay, I'm not going to play with it.
So, and also listen to us next week, next Tuesday night. Quiet, kid, I'm doing a plug. next week, 6 p.m. Eastern time, next Tuesday night, on the same channel as it'll be the last edition of Hard Hits for a while, as we will be reviewing the Super Bowl.
Yep. We'll be back for the draft in like April.
Yeah.
Yeah, all unfortunately, right, our special guest wasn't able to come on tonight.
Well, he always flakes out.
I mean, during with the weather issue, so.
Weather issue. The weather issue's over with.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, let's move on to the Super Bowl, this fantastic matchup between the GOAT and the baby GOAT. Who wants to start off?
All right. So
do we want to start off with this, or do we want to start off with the late breaking news that happened Saturday night into Sunday morning?
Yeah, about the whole trade.
Let's start with that.
Yeah, the trade.
Yeah. We had a trade.
So it seems like the Detroit Lions decided to trade Matthew Stafford and got a lot back for him too. I didn't think he was worth as much in my eyes, but he the Lions received Derek Goff, the Rams 22 and 23 first round draft picks, and a third round this year.
Yeah, I thought it was three first round picks, wasn't it?
No, it was two. It was two first rounds and a third.
It seemed like it was more than that, but.
It seems like more, but I think the Rams gave out way too much to Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, Matthew Stafford is 32 years old. It's not like he's 25. What do you think,
Doug? Matthew Stafford, I think, really does need that fresh coat of paint and needs to go somewhere else, I think, in order to be successful, because the Lions just weren't. The Lions really weren't doing anything for him. And, you know, which is unfortunate because I actually do like Matthew Stafford. I think he's a good quarterback.
I do too.
Unfortunately, he's just with a bad team. The problem is that I don't know if this team is any better. You know, my brother has said on occasion that the Rams are the most boring team in the NFL.
I wouldn't say they're boring. I wouldn't say they're boring. I say stupid, but boring. And here's why. I want to say why I say they're like stupid instead of boring, because the last first round pick the Rams had was 2016 when they drafted, moved up for overall pick. they will not have a number one pick in a first round pick going till 2024, going over 8 years without a first round pick. And that time they traded with the Browns, Miami, and now you have with Detroit. So for players, that makes this defense worth watching. For this offense, I don't know. And to tell you the truth, I don't think Jared Goff is that much of a prize, or even Matthew Stafford is that much of a prize for the Rams to give up that much to in a trade just to get him.
I agree with that. I mean, Stafford's good, but he's also in his early 30s, so we're at the stage where I don't think giving up two first round picks was too much.
Well, and you gotta remember too, and like Clint said, because I actually agree with what Clint said. I don't think the Rams are a bright franchise. I think, and the reason why I say that, and I think with the Lions have this new regime. Okay, Matthew Stafford knew he wasn't gonna fit in that new regime. So the Lions are starting over. They got that fresh coat of paint. Well, kinda. Now Jared Goff is younger. You know, maybe they could do something with him. I agree with Clintus. I think the Rams are extremely. I hate Sean McVay, or I don't hate him, but I don't like him. Sean McVay to me, like, you know, they talked a couple of years ago about all the coaches under that Sean McVay coaching tree, which, by the way, isn't really much of a tree. It's more of a plant because he's not that old. It's not like Andy Reid, right, where all these great coaches came from underneath Andy Reid, and, you know, they've been successful. Sean McVay, like, you know, it's like if you go to the bathroom the same time Sean McVay does, you know, that means you're gonna get a head coaching job just because you shared a pee time with him. You know, that's the way they made it sound from a couple of years ago. This guy, he's not that good. He's a boob. I mean, he doesn't know what the hell he's doing. I mean, he's only a couple of years older than me.
Yeah, a couple of years older than us.
I mean, so, like, you know, they make Sean McVay to be this kind of genius. Sean McVay, if he's a genius, he's the world's dumbest smart guy. Okay. Clintus, I agree with you. The Rams are stupid. I mean, Goff isn't anything special, so I can understand them getting rid of him. But why couldn't they trade for, like, because Deshaun Watson to me is special, right? I think that would have been a better trade. Because obviously, you know, he wants out. Now, Houston doesn't want him out, but he wants out.
Yeah, I say for him to get out, they say he might have to sit out the whole next season.
The funny part is San Francisco was on the verge of getting Stafford. And then the Rams stepped in and scooped him up, and now San Francisco would get Watson.
Yeah, but I don't think – here's the thing is that, like, Houston I think would have been okay with Goff because the Houston defense can kind of carry them. Although, to be honest with you, I mean, the only thing that J.J. Watt can carry nowadays is a Subway footlong. But be that as it may, like, I don't think that Houston would want to trade with San Francisco because Deshaun Watson is special. Jimmy G is there. Okay.
I think Jimmy G is going back to New England. So.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, no, like that was, I mean, it's not official until March, what, Clement, the start of the league year is March 17th?
I think so. I'm not sure. I got to look that up.
Let me see.
I think it's 3 weeks after the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah, March 17th. Looking into new NFL, officially the 2021 season. Because we're technically still
right.
The 2020 season.
No. Right. So that's when everything can become official, and that's when all these free agent moves can start happening. I mean, and it was funny, like everybody's talking. I know, I think the last time we were all talking, you know, we were talking about, you know, if Carson Wentz was going to go to Indianapolis.
Still may happen.
Well, I was talking to somebody that I would actually like to get on this show, but, you know, he, of course, isn't really interested in being on the show. So unlike the guests that Eric tries to line up who tell him yes and then flake out, at least the people I try to get on the show tell me to fuck off right away.
Oh. Do I know this person?
No, it's my father.
Oh, okay.
But he was... no, he was telling me that he thinks Nick Foles is going to Indianapolis.
Okay. When Nick Foles gets traded again?
And I'm like, Dad, I don't think anybody else will take him. He goes, Nick Foles would be the better fit for him because he's in agreement with me. He thinks Carson Wentz sucks.
I don't think – I can't. I'm really getting tired of everybody saying Carson. He had one bad year, and it's like he's the worst quarterback. Yes, he was the worst quarterback this year. Well, you can't have one bad year say you like the worst of quarterback of all time.
Were you sleeping the last 2 years?
What do you mean
one bad year? One bad year. Really? I mean, would you fall asleep? One bad year. He faked a back injury in 2018 because he sucks so bad. And then in 2019, the only reason why he backdoored into the playoffs because somebody had to win the East, just like somebody had to win it this year.
He led that team last year to the playoffs. Someone had to win the East. But it was Look what he had last year. It was an Eagles practice squad team beating teams down.
Yeah.
The only good team they beat last year was the Bills, and the Bills weren't even that good.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So one bad year, my ass. He had three bad years. He hadn't had a good year since the year he tore his ACL.
I'll give him one more year. Because he's a new coach. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if the coach even knows who quarterback is.
Yeah,
but anyway, what were we talking about?
We were talking about the trade. I'm pretty sure Clint hung up now.
No, I'm here.
No, he's still here.
I'm still here. But yeah. But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna take you off.
Huh?
I'm staying by Carson Wentz's side. I'm telling you that right now.
Well. Good for you. I mean, somebody has to be by his side. Well,
but,
Eric, you're a horrible judge of character anyway. And I know that because you're friends with me.
And Daniel?
Like I said.
Just joking, Daniel. And Doug.
Anyway. Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with standing by the guy. There's nothing wrong with standing by the guy's side. Because, you know, you're supposed to as an Eagles fan. Even if the guy is terrible. I mean, maybe it was the coach that needed to be changed. Maybe he'll do better this year.
That's why I'm willing to give him another chance. We'll see.
I mean, I think the chances of him getting better are about as good as the chances of me landing in bed with Sasha Banks or Carmella, but that's neither here nor there.
And they're both taken, by the way, too, so.
Well, and plus the only way I'd probably end up in bed with even one of them I'd get arrested for.
Okay.
Anyway.
Anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the new coach of Houston? That was out of the blue.
Who is it?
Some guy from Baltimore. He's not. Sam, do you know who he is?
No, I do not know who he is. I just know it was enough to make Deshaun Watson want to leave.
He couldn't be worse than out of the blue who we hired. I mean, Nick is fine. I mean, he's fine, probably going to be fine. You can't judge a coach until they perform until they coach on the field. So we'll see. Who knows? He could be the greatest coach of all time. You don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, nobody knew who that Zach Taylor was that got is coaching Cincinnati now. And yeah, you know, he had a really bad first year. But I mean, his second year was okay. It would have been better had not Burrow got injured. But
yeah, that.
Or the schmuck that took over the Giants job.
Joe Judge.
Yeah.
He came out of nowhere too.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere. I mean, he didn't do great, but you know, he almost got the Giants to the playoffs.
Yeah. You just never know. I mean, who was the look at Cleveland. What's his name? Ed Stansky? Well, no.
Stefanski.
Yeah.
No, Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns coach.
Well, I mean,
he was
a coordinator for Minnesota.
No, yeah. He turned the Cleveland Browns around in 1 year. No.
Yeah.
You never know. But anyway, any more news? Is there any COVID news on the planet?
No.
Oh, shit. No, there is. I forgot.
A wide receiver and another player for the Chiefs are on a list for being deemed close contact with it. No,
I think his name is Robinson and somebody else. I forgot.
Yeah, because they got their hair cut by a barber that caught COVID.
Yeah. I see it as well. COVID. Yeah, news. Two Chiefs players quit by barbers. Positive COVID test. Neither Robinson or the other guy has tested positive. All parties were masked during the encounters. That's good. But I don't think they're allowed to play, right? It's already on.
No, they're eligible to play. What they had to do was they had to quarantine for the 5 days, so they'll be eligible to come off the list Saturday.
Oh, yeah, as long as they Well, don't they have to get tested every day?
Yeah, they have to have 5 straight test negative and then quarantine for 5 days.
Okay.
So as long as all their tests
come
back negative.
Yeah, I thought more people were
going to
come out. Yeah. Thank God there's no more. That would have been interesting. So no more COVID tests. Any injuries, Antonio Brown claim?
Somehow it looks like he's on the verge to play.
Okay. That's good. That's good news for the Buccaneers. They're going to need that. Let's get right into it then. This matchup. Tampa Bay got here by beating the Washington football team. And then they beat... They beat New Orleans. And then they beat Green Bay last week. They won all 3 games on the road to come back home and play the Super Bowl. They are the first team in NFL history to be hosting the Super Bowl. So that's pretty cool. Kansas City got here. They had a bye week. They beat... Who did they beat?
Cleveland,
in the divisional round?
The Browns.
Cleveland.
The Browns.
Browns, and then
yeah,
they beat Buffalo Bills. They beat the Bills 2 weeks ago. And now they're coming home and trying to defend their championship. So, what are the keys to the... For the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
What are the keys for the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl? Just keep scoring. Just keep putting points on the board. And just, you know, stop the Bucks from scoring. That defense has to step up. And
yeah.
the defense did a good job stopping, you know, the Browns and stopping the Bills. Okay. You know, holding the Bills to all those field goals. So they can so if they can stop the Bucks, you know, if they can knock Brady on his ass a few times, and, you know, just make sure the other guys don't get other guys don't get open. Stop Gronkowski. I mean, I prefer if you broke his leg so he couldn't do any more stupid ass TikTok dances. you know, stop Antonio Brown, Scotty Miller, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. You know, just keep them covered. That's how you win. Now, in order for the Bucks to win, they have to stop Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce.
Yep.
And they have to frustrate Mahomes.
I will disagree. It takes a lot to frustrate Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the top games, he threw 3 picks. Then they still won the game.
Well, that's why I'm saying, like, they need to somehow cover, you know, Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill were the 2 main reasons why Buffalo could not, you know, Buffalo couldn't get anything going because they stifled Buffalo's defense. Buffalo couldn't cover the 2 of them. I mean, and Travis Kelce is a younger version of Gronk, except for I don't think he's that big of a douchebag.
No.
So
I don't think he's a party animal either.
No, but he's kind of built like Gronk.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot of people to take him down.
Exactly.
So what they need to do is they need to find a way to stop Tyreek Hill and to stop Gronkowski. I mean, like you said, Clint, Patrick Mahomes may not get frustrated because, like you said, the game he threw 3 picks in against Miami, you know, they still won because they're still a better team.
Yep. And remember, these two teams met. Oh, sorry, Doug.
Well, no, like you were saying, they met earlier in the season, and the Chiefs, you know, took them down.
Yep. Was that the Tyreek touchdown game?
No. That was Tyreek put up 200 yards and won 200 yards. One play.
And he had three touchdowns, didn't he? Yeah, he had three touchdowns.
So we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be a good game. I actually think it's going to be a high-scoring game. And as long as the referees make consistent calls,
And some championship referees, we good.
Yeah, and somebody puts a block on Al Riverone's cable box to where he needs a secret code to unlock all the porn, so he's forced to watch the game.
He should be at the game.
No, the thing about those ahead of officiating is that, like, they're supposed to stay in New York.
Okay.
Because, like, they're supposed to watch the games on the screen. They're supposed to have their eye on everything, and then they look at it. I don't even think it's just him. I think it's a team of guys. But, like, it has to be ordered by him.
Yeah.
And, like, the referees will make the call to New York, be like, Mr. Riverone, should this be looked at? And then, you know, that's when he should take his penis out of his hands and say, oh, yeah, you know, we'll look at it. But usually 9 times out of 10, he'll be like, no, I got to finish, Sherry DeVille's still taking it up the ass, so I got to finish watching her. And then, you know, we'll look at the next play. If the referees just stay out of it and just stay basically don't even have the refs on the field, to be honest with you. I mean, because most of those guys are useless anyway, so just have them all stay in the back, put porn on for them in the dressing room or something, and just have them stay there and just let the two teams just go at it.
Just referee it themselves, have the coaches do it.
See, I want to look at this. The way I look at the Super Bowl, I look at the story of Old Yeller. This is the story of Old Yeller coming in fruition. You have the old GOAT versus the new GOAT. Tom Brady, Mahomes. Time for Tom Brady to get put to sleep. And what better way to pass the torch down than having a little GOAT knock you off your throne and into retirement where you belong?
Unfortunately, Clint, that's the thing, is that I don't think Tom Brady wants to pass the torch.
That's why they're going to snatch it out of him.
Because here's the thing. Tom Brady is so selfish. He wants all these frickin' rings, you know, which is fine. You know, you want to go down as the greatest football player of all time. I understand that. But guess what? There are other players in this league besides you. Don't be so selfish and just go away.
Exactly.
Go away. You have a hot life. Get back on top of her. Try to get another kid out. And go away. We don't need you anymore. We got other good quarterbacks.
It's the same thing with Gronk. Gronk should have stayed retired. Pass the torch to Travis Kelce or George Kittle.
Well, the only reason why Gronk didn't stay retired is because he realized that WWE was going to fire Mojo Rawley because Mojo Rawley sucked. And Mojo Rawley was Gronk's way into WWE.
Yeah. I was going to make a wrestling reference myself.
Okay.
Goldberg is Tom Brady. And Drew McIntyre is Patrick Mahomes. So.
No.
No, I'm just joking. I was... I mean, we talk about old and young, so...
Okay, Goldberg is not even a wrestler no more, man. Goldberg only has two moves in the ring every time he does it.
He can only actually do one.
Yeah. My point was that it's old and young, so...
Right. So, but, like, the thing is that... I understand what Clint is saying is that, you know, this is the time for Tom Brady to pass the torch or Mahomes. Mahomes has a lot left in him. All right. You know, I would not be surprised if he goes on the kind of run that Brady went on.
Let's hope.
Now, I think that would, because I, to be honest with you, I don't like dynasties because I like the different teams making it in every year.
Yeah.
The only reason why I'm okay with the Bucks being in this year, even though it's Brady again, is because the Bucks are a completely different team. So, you know, and they haven't been there in a while. So that's the only reason why I'm okay with it. And because Aaron Rodgers is a no-good bastard.
So why do you keep saying Aaron Rodgers is a no-good bastard?
Because those State Farm commercials make him look like a complete piece of garbage. All right? He's the reason why State Farm was trying to call me to get me to switch insurance, and I actually made an appointment with somebody, with one of the State Farm people to talk about the insurance quote or whatever. The State Farm commercials came on, and I'm just like, you know what? Fuck State Farm. I ain't picking up the phone.
Okay.
So, Aaron Rodgers is the reason why I will not save money on my car insurance.
You know Patrick Mahomes is going to State Farm now, too, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, see, his commercials don't bother me.
Not yet. It's starting to get there for me. Not me, but just wait. I'm not saying I'm going to hate him or anything. I'm just saying his commercial might start to get annoying, too.
Yeah.
Just like the Baker and Mayfield commercials where they were funny at first.
Those I actually find kind of funny.
Yeah.
I find them kind of funny mainly because he's got a hot wife. So they keep putting her on the screen, and I'm okay with him being annoying. I don't care.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, most quarterbacks have hot wives, though. But anyway, let's get back to talking about the game. What matchups are you looking forward to?
I'm really looking forward to this. How this Buccaneers defense, for some odd reason, for this new, highly vamped Buccaneers defense, and how they're going to change their game plan against the Chiefs this time around. Because, tell you the truth, it was a close game. I mean, the first time around, the Chiefs blew them out, but they took the throat. They didn't kill Tom Brady, and Tom Brady nearly got a comeback.
Yeah.
All right.
They did.
Guys, since I already gave my opinion, I'm gonna go ahead and go.
Okay.
Who's your pick?
I'm picking the Chiefs.
MVP?
Mahomes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Doug.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you guys later.
Yep, talk to you Friday.
All right. All right, guys.
Stay safe. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye.
Go ahead, Claire. Over here.
Yeah. It's, what was it? Oh, yeah. Well, if you're going to ask me, one, the defense, that's the one thing I'm looking forward to. This Tampa Bay defense has been playing differently in the playoffs, these three games in the playoffs, compared to anywhere the whole season long. And it makes me wonder, will they be able to do what they did in the fall and keep up?
How are they going to stop Tyreek again?
Yeah. If, you know, how, so if they can, that's the question.
And even if they can, then can they stop Travis Kelce too? They have to stop both of them because one of them is going to be wide. One of them is going to have a good game, if not both. Because what did Kelce do in the last game? Let's see. He didn't have a bad game last time, right?
No. The game that makes me wonder is how will Todd Bowles stop Tyreek Hill? This is a man that ate that defense up all game long. Over 200 yards, receptions, 3 touchdowns, and then moonwalk, that flipped and everything in the end zone and just completely owned that team.
Yeah. Here's the stats from last game. Patrick Mahomes, 462 yards and 3 touchdowns. Tyreek, 15 targets, 13 catches, 269. And Travis Kelce, he had 8 catches for 82 yards himself. So. Tom Brady didn't have a bad game, as you said. So. Now the matchup for Kansas City, they need to stop the three-headed monster of, unless you count Gronk and the four-headed monster, so I only count three, Evans, Brown, and Givens. So they have to stop them. So it's going to be interesting to see how Kansas City try to stop that three-headed monster and how he's trying to. They have to put pressure on Tom Brady, as Doug alluded to. They only got 1 sack last game, one the last game, but they forced 2 turnovers. So they forced 2 interceptions. So if they can get turnovers, they can control the game. They cannot let Tampa Bay stay on the field longer than they can. Because what was time possession last game? Time of possession. Okay. But, yeah. Who's your pick last minute?
I'm going to go with Kansas City. 7-point game. I'll say 41-34.
I'm going to go with 28-17.
Who are
you going with MVP?
It's going to be Tyreek Hill. Yes.
I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, Patrick Mahomes, obvious, but I think Tyreek Hill is going to be the MVP of that game. Patrick Mahomes is
nice.
The one that's going to win it because he's going to lead that team to he's going to wind up fixing the mistake that he did last year. But Tyreek Hill is a
true quarterback.
MVP.
So. What else? Do you think Kansas City can stop Tampa Bay? I mean, that's the question. Can what kind of adjustments will both teams make from the previous game? Will Kansas City have the same game plan, or will they adjust? Obviously, Tampa Bay
here's
probably not have
the same game. Kansas City's defense is always going to be suspect to me. Every year.
Yeah.
But in the first matchup, they did blitz Tom Brady 48% of the time.
Yeah, and it's that one sack, they forced two turnovers. They forced two interceptions. Tampa Bay never got any turnovers in the first game, right?
Oh, they didn't get.
And that's another key for Tampa Bay, get turnovers. You have to win the turnover battle. It's always the key in football games, but this game, Tampa Bay is going to need to force turnovers and get the shortened field, because you're going to have to keep up with Kansas City if you want to win this game. Kansas City is going to score.
Well, no, I think it's not about getting turnovers. It's about capitalizing on turnovers.
Yeah.
As you said before, if you look at the NFC Championship game, Green Bay got three picks on Tom Brady that should have, like, blew the game wide open for him, and they did nothing with him.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
But yeah, do you have any more thoughts on the game?
Those are my thoughts.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. I think both coaches are going to be it's going to be interesting to see how both teams adjust throughout the game. Andy Reid's trying to get that, he's trying to get payback. I mean, that revenge from 2004 when against New England, he's trying to get that back and get his second ring, which should be three, but it's not the point. That's not here or there. And Tom Brady's going to be looking for his seventh title, which would pass
any NFL franchise.
He already has the most titles in NFL history. He would pass Michael Jordan, but that's a different sport. But that's not even the most titles in sports history. Isn't Bill Russell, but he would be looking for a seventh title. It'd be 7-3 in the Super Bowl. Kansas City is looking for their third Super Bowl title in franchise history. Back-to-back titles for the first time in franchise history, and the first team to win back-to-back since the New England Patriots did it in 03 and 04 when they beat Carolina and they beat us. So it's going to be fun. Enjoy the game. Huh?
Yeah. You too, man.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's sweet.
Yeah, and we'll chat during the game. And we'll talk to everybody on Friday. Thank you, Clint.
You're welcome.
Later.